What had he done? What had he said? He'd been shouting drunk. Private bloody party! Our money's as good as anyone's! 12 of them had stood up and threatened to punch Rimmer out, but the one who'd remained seated had told the others to sit down again. Do one of your tricks, Rimmer had insisted. Come on, I'm getting married tomorrow, that one with a fish, it's brilliant! A heck of a night. Rimmer looked at his real-time watch. Well, Louis, me old buckaroo, he said to the King of France. We'd better be making tracks. Big kissy-kissy to Marie and the Dauphin. Thanks for the servant girls. See you at the wedding. Louis XVI thanked Rimmer for the Ray-Ban sunglasses and the Sony Walkman and bade him farewell. Rimmer gingerly made his way across the lawns towards the timecopter, followed by Kennedy, Van Gogh, Einstein and Caesar. Elvis crammed a steak in his mouth, stuffed a second in his pocket, grabbed 4 bread rolls and followed them. The man in the air traffic control tower radioed clearance to materialize, and the timecopter bloomed into existence and chuddered to rest on the tarmac-adamed runway. The disembarkation door hinged to the ground, and the world's richest man clicked down the steps towards the waiting limo. 2 steps down, the screaming started. Hordes of teams